Welcome back. My guests again are head coach of the UTEP Miners, Sean Kugler, head strength and conditioning coach, Kirk Davis, along with Rhea Beta and Wolf Carter, two local Tai Chi instructors. And how long ago was it that you began working with the team, Ray?
Gosh, it was like mid-June?
Beginning of June,
so
yes.
More or less 3 months.
2.5 to 3 months.
How many times a week would you get together?
We were meeting Wednesdays and Fridays at the air-conditioned Bowl. It was wonderful. So we worked with them from 2.5 to 3 months, 2 to 3 times a week.
And what were the changes that you saw, Wolf, in the course of this period of time as far as the physical bodies, the ability to do certain things? How would you describe what you witnessed?
Well, the biggest thing is learning to relax. I mean, that's what one of the greatest benefits of Tai Chi is for anybody at any age, but especially for athletes. You know, any good athlete knows that when you're really in the zone and you can stay relaxed, when you're under pressure, you can get a lot more power, a lot more efficiency out of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we saw that very clearly over the course of just a matter of a few weeks, really.
Well, apparently, Coach Kugler, you said that after the Tai Chi sessions were done, that they go off to camp, and you actually observed things that were a result of this extra training. What did you see?
Well, I think there's many things that carry over to football. You know, discipline being one of them, mental discipline. The guys that work with that were usually the guys that had less errors on the field because they're more focused. Guys are not sucking wind because they're out of shape. They learn how to breathe better and breathe mm-hmm. from their stomach rather from their lungs. I learned that from Ray. And you can see it. It translates.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly guys playing with leverage. And football is really controlled violence. You have to be violent, but you also have to be under control at all times. And that's probably the biggest translation that I see from Tai Chi to football. And you can see the guys that did it. It really helped their game.
Awesome. Do you see any potential for reducing injuries as a result of this kind of training?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. There's different types of muscle contraction. We can obviously there's classes taught on all this stuff, but just holding the positions that Tai Chi offers is those guys are sweating and working. So flexibility, all that stuff. So absolutely, it's very taxing on the body.
Well, let's describe holding positions, for example. Like you wouldn't be talking about silk reeling by any chance.
Yes.
Oh God, yes. That was the first thing we did every single class because it's one of the most important aspects of Tai Chi is that silk reeling, that twisting and turning that
describe we do. Describe the exercise for those who have no clue what we're talking
basically
about.
Basically, the way the body twists and turns like a silkworm creating its cocoon.
And that's, this is standing still?
You can do it. You can do standing meditation, which we did some of that. And we also did lots of the silk reeling, twisting and turning to condition their hips, their legs. Instead of linear, straight forms of exercise, we would twist and turn the body the way the muscles are attached to the bone.
Could you describe one of those still or standing exercises that
there's something
were put
we
through.
Call a horse stance in Chinese, ma bu. When you do this horse stance, first it's very hard in the legs and the hips, what we call the quad. And most of us are very tight in the hips, and that allows us to get thrown easily and prevents us from issuing power from the legs.
So is this a real down low type of stance?
It's a down low thing, and as we get down low, we also shift and turn to help torque and spiral the connective tissue.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference in throwing and pulling and pushing people down.
Mm-hmm.
We would do it to them until they got the hang of it, and then we couldn't do it anymore.
Aha. And what did you, Coach Davis, since you were a brave soul out there doing the whole bit with the players, as I understand, that at one point you actually really got into this, what did you experience with this silk reeling exercise?
Pain.
Well, are you a broken man after that?
No, it's a whole different type of conditioning.
Yeah, but describe it for me. Tell me what your body had to learn from that.
You know, there's concentric contraction, eccentric contraction, and isometric contraction. It's more isometric contraction, more static contraction type of exercises. So a lot of our guys aren't used to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do some of that in our programming, but
mm-hmm.
typically not as much as, especially not for the extended period of time that we did it with Wolf and Ray.
So this is isometric contraction has to do with just basically being still.
Correct.
And there's tension in the body that you have to just cope with without movement.
Right. Uh-huh. And it's a very, very effective way to get strong as well.
Yes, yes. Now, we had an interesting visitor in the course of the time that you were working with the students. We had Master Zhu from China. He's one of the grand masters, apparently. Describe that experience. What went down, gentlemen?
Well, Master Zhu is known as one of the Four Tigers. He comes from the Chen village, which is the home of Tai Chi in the middle of China. And he's been teaching us for a number of years, and we happened to have a chance to bring him in to meet the football players, and he was very excited. He wanted to see what they were up to.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed them a lot of exercises that in a much more intense way even than what we were doing.
I was cracking up because these guys were crying and sweating.
Oh, now.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. Moaning and whining. And I would tell them, come on, you guys. Master Zhu is almost 70 years old. And one of them says, heck, I'm almost 20.
Well, now I understand Master Zhu also did a little bit of kind of one-on-one that is usually.
He wanted to see some demonstration.
And he gave it to him. Okay, describe that experience. Yes.
Well, basically what he was doing was joint twisting and locking. And he, at 70, he's so flexible you can't hurt him. So you would have a chance to twist him, and he would have a chance to twist you. And the center was there, and another receiver was there. Even Coach Davis got involved, and he did his best. Coach Davis is a strong man, former weightlifting champion and heavy-duty, just tough guy. And he'll have to tell you how it felt.
Did you yelp?
A little. I've always been taught to respect my elders, so.
Well, y'all had to be really good sports. I think, I suspect a lot of fun has been had by all in the course of this thing. Now, coaches, to both of you, I direct this question. I know that as coaches, you do a lot more than work with the players on the field. Your mentors, your handholders in a lot of ways. I mean, you really bond with these players at a different level than a lot of people understand if they've never been involved in sports. Do you see any potential for maybe the Tai Chi and some of what has been gathered from it to help these young men in their lives outside of football?
Oh, absolutely. Anything that they can learn that's going to help them with mental discipline, work ethic, mental toughness, that's going to carry into life. I think these guys have learned a lot from Ray. That's why I contacted him about this. I'd certainly love for him to continue with our team. Each year is a new batch of players, and we let the guys make their own choices.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the ones that stick with it, that have the fortitude to stick with it, it benefits them. And once players see something that's helping them, they really want to delve into it, and it certainly helps them. I've seen it firsthand.
Is this something that you might find yourselves using, like, say, on the sidelines of a game, for example, where it might be a little stressful at times? Do you think you might remember to breathe from the abdomen or something?
I probably do more yelling. I get the same effect from that.
But, you've just ruined the entire principle.
I'm not too relaxed on the sidelines. I'm the wrong guy to ask.
We'll be watching. We'll be watching. How about you, Coach Davis? You think it's going to come back to you when you need it?
No, I'm kind of on the same old as Coach, really.
I may twist as I throw my headset down to the ground.
Yes, yes, you will be. You will do something spiraling with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
What have I not asked that you would like to cover about this experience? You've done something I think very cool, very innovative and edgy. And tell me what are the benefits for you as professionals in this kind of a liaison?
I think seeing players get better. You know, as a coach, you take enjoyment out of improvement from players, and to see players come up and say, you know, Coach, thanks for giving us the opportunity to do that with Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them that took advantage of it and really delved into it 100%, they were all thankful. You take a lot out of that and hope that it carries on. And I think next year with a new group of players coming in, it'll just be a few more converts, and as success shows on the field, It'll be more and more. It's just like anything. It takes time and it takes a lot of hard work. But I sure appreciate these guys, and I know I'm always attracted to people that are passionate about what they do. And these guys are certainly passionate about what they do, and they're great teachers. So anytime I can have them around my players, the better.
It's been such a delight to have the four of you here. I've been looking forward to this conversation. My guests today, head coach of the UTEP Miners, Sean Kugler, and head strength and conditioning coach, Kirk Davis, along with Tai Chi instructors, Ray Abeta and Wolf Carter, discussing the recent close encounters of the innovative kind, teaching Tai Chi to the UTEP football team, which will be playing next Saturday, 6 p.m. The New Mexico Lobos will be coming down to the Sun Bowl Stadium. So turn out and support the UTEP Miners. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming in and visiting with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
Go Miners.
There you go.